In the interest of a better and well-informed community, we present an editorial comment.
Probably the biggest plot to waste taxpayers' money is now going on in the city-county building. With no justification to the taxpayers of Natrona County, the county commissioners, John Burke, Jack Tobin, and Bob Heiser, want more room for county offices and have told the city to move. This despite the fact that 95% of the taxpayers pay dough to both the city and the county, despite the fact that the building was built and sold to the citizens of Casper as a city-county building to be used in perpetuity by both governments, despite the fact that the federal building was located at this location so all government agencies could be together. The people defeated the new city hall. In retrospect, they were probably right. Far more sensible would be a joint city-county law enforcement facility. Such a facility would free enough space to house all the city and county government we need or want in the present building and would rid our community of two disgraceful jails and do much for law and order in the city and the county. We as taxpayers pay for lots of waste. If we let the city move its offices so both the city and the county can hire more and more people to fill more and more space while our population stays relatively the same, then we taxpayers need to have our heads examined. And the facility we really need for law enforcement and housing prisoners would not be built. Come on, Commissioner Burke, you're a taxpayer. Come on, Commissioner Tobin, you're a taxpayer. Come on, Commissioner Heiser, you're a taxpayer. Keep the city offices in the city-county building where they belong and get an adjoining law enforcement facility built.
You have just heard an editorial comment.
Equal time will be made available to responsible parties with opposing views.
The following editorial was broadcast on KAWY, showing the response to the editorial of September 22nd.
In the interest of a better and well-informed community, we present an editorial comment.
We are happy to find out that responsible members of the city and county government, led by Commission Chairman John Burke, agree with our recent editorial stand that now is not the time for the city to move its offices from the city-county building. In our earlier editorial, we advocated the construction of a joint city-county law enforcement facility adjacent to the present city-county building. Such a facility would not only rid our community of the two disgraceful jails in the present building and provide our law enforcement agencies with a modern center for crime control activities in Natrona County, but its construction would free enough space in the present building to provide all the room we need for local government. Our news department was informed by the city on Monday that it was proceeding with plans to rent outside space and move out of the city-county building by the first of the year. It was on the basis of this information that we screamed taxpayers' waste. We would like to reiterate our editorial position of this station by again calling your attention to the following facts. The present building was built by the city and the county with federal aid in the late 30s, was sold as a city-county building to be used in perpetuity by both governments. 95% of the taxpayers of Natrona County are also taxpayers of the city of Casper. Increase the cost of either government and you basically affect the same people. The new federal center was built at this location so all government agencies could be together. We desperately need a new facility for law enforcement and housing prisoners. So we commend the county commissioners and the city council to continue efforts to keep the city offices in the city-county building where they belong and get an adjoining law enforcement facility built.
You have just heard an editorial comment.
Equal time will be made available to responsible parties with opposing views.